I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio, Speed City.
A good evening, Garrett, in studio with Les Kaiser and Jonathan Green.
Yeah.
Jonathan Green, he was on his way, I'm assuming.
He heard the music playing and he ran out. And
he was here 30 seconds ago.
There you go.
Yeah, we are excited. We had a great show tonight. We're talking there. There's Jonathan Green. He's now in studio. We got a great show, guys. We've got the Formula One United States Grand Prix coming to our little town in 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo.
And we could not be more excited.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a lot about Formula One, talk a lot.
Show me the money.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It'll be here.
And we're going to talk all about what's going to happen here in Austin. And hey, we also have a great guest tonight.
And we're going to be telling y'all what to plan on. Starting this week, we're starting to do things that lead up to that.
That's right.
We got SGP.
Do you think everybody at the Formula One will kind of play along with Austin and dress up? In
Halloween garb.
They did once before.
Yeah, this is not the first time we've been on the Halloween weekend, but I don't know. I haven't done a Halloween dress up in a long time. But we have a great guest tonight, live in about 15 minutes or so.
We have a badass coming on the show. If you think Lewis Hamilton's had a good season, how about this? 6 wins, 14 podiums out of 15 races.
Wow.
That is our current F4 champion who will be delighting and entertaining you at the Circuit of the Americas in just 2 weeks, Josh Carr.
Yes, from the F4 U.S.
From Dallas, Texas.
From Dallas. Wait a minute.
Well, sort of. He kind of sounds different, though.
He's good enough to be from Texas.
That's a high bar.
He said something about Australia, but I don't know. I think he's putting it on, like me.
Hey, we'll give him. He just won the championship. He's now an honorary Texan.
He is an honorary Texan.
We can do that.
we'll allow that.
Will Buxton got an honorary Austin. What did he get?
I don't know.
Texas is like a whole other country.
Exactly.
Speed City's a whole other state of mind.
It has been a whole other country.
It has been.
Sad.
When you said Will Buxton in Texas, I always remember in 2012 when he first came to town.
The little boy
with those
that
pants.
Asked.
With those boots.
With those boots, and it was not quite right.
It wasn't quite there, was it?
It wasn't quite Texan, but he subsequently got it right.
It was
right.
John Travolta Texan.
Yeah. No.
That's
the
about
best,
right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Y'all know we love Will Buxton.
Of course.
But the funniest one I heard was when somebody zoomed in on him and he was up on the big screen wearing his new books that he bought from you, Ryan. The jeans that apparently he bought at some other point in his life.
Skinny jeans.
And gingham plaid shirt. And apparently one of the little boys in the audience said, "Look, Daddy, Woody."
Oh, and we're not talking about the barman at Cheers.
That is funny.
That was the most funny thing. Sorry, Will.
But that's I could see that.
Hey, was that the year of the costume?
No. It worked, but that was too early. We were still in mid-November back then.
That's true.
Man,
I'm going to buy a spacesuit because I'm going to NASA next week with Toro Rosso. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Who are you taking up there?
Well, we're taking the drivers, the Toro Rosso drivers, some of the engineers. We're taking Will Buxton, funnily enough.
Will's going to be there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Will's
okay.
going. And Jason Swales, as you know. And we're also CNN. I have a Formula One show. They're coming down as well. So really excited. Really excited both for Formula One and for NASA because exciting things going on at NASA. We've got women out doing spacewalks. It's a good time to be into space, baby.
Sandra Bullock was so good with that.
Yes, she was good.
Yes,
that
was.
Wasn't actually her.
Oh?
No.
I thought her name was listed.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay. But she's good.
Hey, we might have a Le Mans winner on tonight as well.
We are going to have a Le Mans winner on. Hopefully, Price Cobb is going to join us here in a little while, right after.
In costume or just?
No.
I'm excited for this year's Halloween.
That's a real mustache.
It is.
I don't think I've worn a Halloween costume since
he's
I was
a real
in
Texan.
Elementary school or something. I don't know. I'm not big into that anyway.
He doesn't wear skinny jeans.
Yeah. So Price Cobb's going to join us here in a little bit too. We're going to have
I have to say, I am giddy. And by the way, we're not letting Josh Carr not get away with coming to our esports thing either.
Yeah, that's right. So you're NASA on Tuesday, but on Wednesday, the 30th.
We come back down to Earth.
Yes, and we go out onto the World Wide Web, and we're going to have an esports event with the F4 drivers. I wonder if Josh is going to be there. We'll find out in a few minutes.
We're going to talk him into
it. He's in. Okay. So we're going to have F4 drivers, and the event is basically come out and race the next generation of Formula One drivers, race against them on the on racing games at it's called the Valhalla Esports Lounge in downtown Austin on West 6th Street. And
yeah, it'll be a fun way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Come on down and hang out with those boys, hang out with us and lots of other Formula One fans. Who knows who's going to be there? We'll try to get some special guests. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not downtown, come see me.
Where are you?
Instead of Valhalla, I am going to be at Winding Road Racing.
Helping
with the Will Buxton book signing on that same Wednesday night. So take your pick. You want to talk history? Come see Will Buxton.
I don't remember.
Talk about the future.
Did you sign a permission slip? I don't remember.
I gave up a long time ago.
There you go.
I gave up a long time ago on trying to keep Les in the studio or wherever I want him. He is
fair enough.
He's an independent man.
He is a freelancer.
Hey. He's a free spirit.
He's the mayor.
So yeah,
gotta be places.
And obviously, that's the tip of the iceberg of what goes on here in Austin during that weekend. But
Thursday, we will be basically from Thursday night onwards, we will be head down and getting ready to go into the booth, our little box for the insane men.
Yes, I love that our box over the years has moved closer and closer to the front, and we're right in it. We have a great box now.
Are you kidding? We got a double wide.
Yeah, we have a double wide box.
We got a double wide box. Hey, we should have some nice photos in it this time, too. We've ordered
That's
some
right.
photos.
That's right. Well, so
we'll have a camera. You can laugh at us.
Just so you know, you can hear a pre-race show and the play-by-play. We're doing play-by-play, as we've always done, of the race right here on Talk 1370. And we're also going to have our pre-race show will be simulcast on national radio. And you can go to our website to find out where that is. You can hear it in your... on different types of radios. You can check
devices,
out Speed City.
All the above.
SpeedCityBroadcast.com and devices.
Yeah.
And check that out. So we'll have full coverage.
Sit by your gramophone.
Your gramophone. Full coverage that weekend out at COTA. So we'll be out there all weekend long, and we'll have lots of interviews. And speaking of interviews, we've got a couple of interviews we're doing this week with the Haas drivers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is good because we really haven't had a lot of chance to talk to them. They've had a pretty torrid time. I think we're going to focus on the future because there's no point in poring over what's gone wrong. We want to know what's going to be right. We want them to see them. I want them to be back up there fighting with McLaren as they were a couple of years ago.
And Renault, yeah.
And Renault and so on and so forth. For whatever reason, the design of this car just didn't help them. They kept the consistency. They're going Roman and Magnussen again. So happy about that. But yeah, we'll talk to them.
So we'll have those interviews. We'll have them out on next week's show. And we're going to put those out early morning actually, it's Mexico next weekend.
Yeah, Mexico next weekend.
So yeah, on our pre-race show. And we'll have those out on iTunes.
If you're tuning in now, get people excited. Let's get talking about both Mexico and USA back-to-back, 512-643-5483. And let's just explain.
Give us a call.
Well, the guest we've got on tonight is going to be racing. He's the F4 champion. And of course, just to explain the calendar, we've got F1, obviously. We've got F4, which is the American Junior Series, and we've also got the Historics.
Historics.
I always love the Historics.
Oh, it's great.
They
do a good job.
The stories. Here's what's so cool about the Historics.
Bud coming?
Bud will be here. Bud Moeller will bring his Ensign, I believe, this year. Okay. And so here's what's great about this. If you have tickets to get into Formula One, you have access to the secondary paddock back there behind the stadium section near the end of the bridge. That area, go back there. You get to explore into those areas, see some of these pits, see some of these historic Formula One cars, meet the USF 3 and 4 guys, drivers that are going to be here as well.
Only F4 this time.
F4s. There you go.
And you can meet Cool and the Gang.
Ah, that's right. That was announced. I knew that was coming, but that was made official this week. Cool and the Gang on what, Sunday night?
Yeah.
Because you got Imagine Dragons Friday night.
I'll dress up for that.
Yeah.
You'll dress up as that?
Yeah, maybe.
You could dress up as Cool in the Gang.
Yeah.
We should probably throw our legal disclaimer out. Yep. Please disregard the dancing by Jonathan Green.
But hey, going back to that Masters, this is the Masters Endurance Legends.
Yeah.
We've had different Masters at COTA for different events.
Which is why we need Price Cobb.
I know. We're going to get Price Cobb on here in
he
about
20
minutes.
He is a Master Endurance man.
Yes, he is. So yeah, I'm really excited about that one too. So it is a full weekend as usual at COTA. And we're going to be right smack dab in the middle of it and bringing it all to you people on radio and social media.
Fantastic.
Hey, Les, we got to go to break. But before we do, we have a new sponsor. You mentioned that you're going to be at an event of theirs, but new sponsor.
That's right. Winding Road Racing is a big player in racing around the United States. You'll find some retail locations. Newest one, Road Atlanta location.
Go in
there. You'll find a great selection as well as right here in Austin, which is their primary retail location. Go in there for everything you need as a driver, whether you're amateur or semi-pro, or even for your equipment, for your automobile, your racing car. Everything from the equipment, the fire systems, your suits, helmets. Come in, get professionally fitted. You want that stuff fitting correctly. You want it all set up correctly in your car.
In fact, it makes a huge difference.
Roll cages, they're very big in the Spec MX-5 series. If you're in that series, you've got all the answers in that one place. Be sure and visit them right here in North Austin, 2500 McHale Court. They're always open.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, Josh Carr is going to join us. You listen to Speed City live from Austin, back after these messages.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of four. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built.
Ducati.
You can take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
I'm Jenny Gale from BBC F1. You are listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back to the show.
You didn't mention those other two smaller bands.
I did, but you were talking.
Oh, was he?
It was Mrs. Pink
and Imagine Dragons.
They were listening to. They'll be on.
I think it's just Pink.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So our headliners are Josh Carr, Pink, Cool in the Gang, and Imagine Dragons.
In that order.
I am looking forward to Josh Carr singing. There he's got
some
fancy
moves.
Foot moves, yeah.
All right, we want to welcome our guest to the show. we have a fantastic race car driver coming on the show right now, and he is the 2019 U.S. F4 champion, Josh Carr.
He's from Texas.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello, boys. It's great to be back on the show.
Sound like he's from Texas.
Yeah. He's you're from Texas, right?
I guess it's starting to wear off on me. Texas and stuff.
That's the first question. How long now have you been in Dallas, Texas?
On and off for the last 2 years.
So, yeah, it's pretty much. We'll, right. Hey, and you are the current F4 champion, right?
Yeah, yeah. I wrapped up the championship with a round to spare.
Mate, you're a Texan.
No, you are not. No, no, look, I tested Jack Miller.
Okay.
You know, when he was on podium for MotoGP here.
Yeah.
He was wearing the black Stetson, which you do. We got to get Josh one. The
test
was to say, howdy, y'all. Come on, Josh, let's hear it.
Howdy, y'all.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's not bad. That'll get him on the podium there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, listen, in all seriousness, Josh is, I think, 19 still?
Yeah, that's
from Sydney, Australia. He's been in Dallas. He's based up in Dallas with the Crosslink Kiwi Motorsport team. He's got some good backing from Wright Company. Well, how do I say the whole Wright, your sponsor's name?
Wright Drilling and Exploration Oil and Gas Partnership.
He is a Texan.
Perfect. Yeah, you're going to say, man, that's as good as that's
doesn't
as good
get
as
more
gold.
Real than that.
Heck, you could be on JR's show in that one. Anyway, but tell us about your season. I mean, 14 podiums out of 15 races. That is just insane.
Yeah, it was a cracking year, mate. What can I say? Everything just went really well. We had great speed at every track, and, you know, the car ran flawlessly thanks to the team. And, you know, it made me able to really show my skill, and I think it was really good season to showcase who I am as a driver. And I think, you know, this year will definitely start to get my career heading in the right direction.
You know, we talked to Mark Webber when he was in Formula One about that transition, about making that, you know, jump out of Australia where single-seaters has never, to be honest, been that strong. It's getting more so now that nowadays. But, you know, in that respect, why did you choose to leave Australia at such a young age?
I think my whole career was heading towards the US, you know, like in karting. I raced for a team that made go-karts in the US. So when I came and started becoming a factory driver for them, I was doing quite a lot of races in the US, and that just got me into links with Formula 4 teams over here. And, you know, the opportunity just came up. I think there's also just a lot more potential sponsorship in the US, a lot more money around, the economy's bigger. And I think it just, you know, helps you grow your own brand as a driver.
And have you enjoyed, I mean, I've been with you a lot of it, but have you enjoyed this season particularly? I mean, obviously, yeah, it's great winning, but what's the car like? What's it like to be racing in the States?
I think this season was really close. You know, there were so many drivers, 5, 6, 7 drivers that were always quick enough at each track to win. So, you know, spec series, everyone was super close. We had drivers from all around the world. Nobody knew each other, so everyone felt they were the best. So it was lots of aggression, which was really cool. And you learned so much about racecraft with all different types of drivers, which was mega for me. Also was able to pick up a lot from my teammates because they are always quick. My teammates, Arthur Leist and Jose Blanco, especially every round, were pushing each other. So, you know, I think we got pole position at all of the races except for one. I think our team was always at the top. You know, we were always super fast. So I think
it's amazing,
you know, having good drivers in the team really, really pushed all of us together.
And in case you were wondering, you mentioned Arthur Leist. Yes, he is the brother of Mateus Leist, who, of course, is a current IndyCar driver with another Texas connection, AJ Foyt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great team. Hopefully we can get linked up with some IndyCar teams in the future. That'd be nice.
Well, hey, Josh, I got to ask you about coming to our little town of Austin, Texas, and racing on the little piece of asphalt we got out there, Circuit of the Americas. I know you've raced on that before, but, I mean, coming to be a part of the Formula One weekend, that's just got to be amazing for you.
You know, it is such an awesome opportunity for me. I just love racing in front of a big crowd. The whole atmosphere is really intense. You know, you have all the Formula One teams there watching over you, so you really want to try and impress and perform at your best. So everyone takes the weekend super seriously and tries to be as professional as they can. And, you know, racing in front of a crowd just adds that extra bit of theatre that you don't often get in other races. So I think it's absolutely awesome. You get to experience, you know, a piece of what you do at the top of the sport. So, I really thrive for that moment.
Have you got Gene Haas and Gunther Steiner's images in your mind? So when you're wandering through the paddock.
Yeah, you don't want to get those mixed up.
You can go wander up and...
Josh, yeah, they're making fun of me.
Wander
so
up
you know.
And introduce yourself to those gentlemen.
That would obviously be good, hopefully to see some of those guys. Hopefully wouldn't want to get on their bad side straight away.
No, that would not be good. But they'll be watching, won't they? I mean, that, like you said, that is a real showcase for you.
Yeah, I think Formula 4 as well, because I think we have 40 cars entered for this race. So it's going to be a huge grid. I'm sure it's going to be super entertaining for everyone. So
that is out of their eyes to watch. Well, you've got to make us a promise. If you do get on the podium, you're going to have to come and see us, because we'll be in the booth doing the commentary on your race as well. So we definitely want to talk to you when you come back down here. We've got a proposition though for you. Wednesday night, you've got to be here.
So we're having an event in downtown Austin. It's an esports event, and we're going to have a bunch of machines. This is an esports lounge, actually. So they have these really cool gaming machines all set up, everything from PCs to consoles. And we're going to have an event, and we're inviting all the F4 drivers down there and anybody else who wants to come down there. And
to take you guys on.
To take you guys on and meet you guys and see the next generation of hopefully Formula One and other levels of racing.
So are you in, champ?
Yeah, well, I will be in Austin on Wednesday night, so luckily I'll try and make my way out.
There you go.
Fantastic. It's right there.
F1 2019, we'll be playing.
All right, second proposal. We think, because we're now putting our show on live on Facebook and YouTube and Postface and whatever those cool things are.
FaceTube.
We were doing our research tonight. You've got a new clothing line coming out, and we're ready to wear it.
Yeah, I guess as part of the package to win the championship, F4 and Drunk have given us opportunity to make our own clothing line and merchandise. So I'm definitely excited for that, to see how that comes out. And yeah, man, it'd be
so,
mega.
Hey, why not, man?
What are you gonna? What have you got? What do you got going?
Some hats, some shirts. You're gonna love it. I'll have you all decked out, Jonathan.
Oh, dude, there I'm ready. I'll be there.
You realize he's the slowest of the three, right?
Yeah. Extra large, please.
But at least he comes and sees me all the time at the track. It makes me feel loved. So
there you go.
Give you some back.
He does.
Hey,
that
by
well.
The way, I'm currently sporting my F4 hat, which is not signed at the moment, I may add. So I will need a signature.
I think you need the champ to sign your hat.
Yeah. Well, I got Dakota to sign it, the F3 champ. So I got him to sign one. So
next time I see you, I'll hook you up.
Yep.
There we go.
Josh, you must have so many hats now. You get four hats when you're an F4 winner. They're the Honda hat, the Ligier hat, the sort of winner's hat. I mean,
Speed City hat?
Well, they don't give that away at the F4, but we could maybe ask.
Hey, Josh, I want to ask you, we're joking about running into Günther Steiner and the Haas boys, but what's your goal? What do you want to be? What do you want to be in 1 year, 2 years? What's the dream?
Obviously, I want to try and become a professional racing driver. And, you know, at the moment, I'm just striving to work my way up the ladder. Next year, we're hopefully going to be running in Formula 3, which will be a great category to be in. And obviously, you want to try and win that. And then from there, we're going to be trying to go into LMP sport cars, trying to get, you know, up the ladder in that and see if we can work our way into, you know, maybe World Endurance Championships or...
Nice.
Le Mans, you know?
That's interesting. Not choosing either F1 or Indy as a potential route. So, in other words, you've already kind of put your, you've got the realistic idea, which is it costs so much money to go either way, F1 or Indy. But there is definitely a, like you say, a professional driver's job in sports cars.
Yeah, I think, as you see, like Brendan Hartley, it's nothing ever put foot in concrete. You know, he went from World Endurance Championship to Formula 1. I think, you know, the route I'm taking, Formula 4, Formula 3, it's with Ligier and Onroke, and they seem to work towards LMP cars and sports cars. So, you know, we'll give that a try, see if we can push that. If not, you never know what happens along the way. You know, just try and have great success, and hopefully it'll be rewarded with something.
Well, while we've got you, Mexico, USA coming up. I know you watch it closely. I know you're also a kart aficionado because you've been winning
and training
young kart drivers. I've been hearing from the Crosslink team. So what do you make of Formula One this year? What's your take?
I thought it's been a great season, to be honest. It keeps changing. You know, we had a run at the start where Mercedes was dominating, and then Red Bull had a few really good rounds, you know, in the middle there at Hungary and Hockenheimring. And obviously Ferrari have made a really good package lately, and they seem to be able to get pole every single race, which is, you know, pretty amazing to beat Mercedes, but they keep not being able to execute it in the race. But I think it's been mega, especially in the middle of the season. There were some really good races there with strategy. Even in the last race, you had drivers doing two stops or one stop, and it just added really good amounts of entertainment. So I think it's been a good season, much better than seasons in the past. But, you know, obviously, F1 can always use improving, but you know, I just love it for what it is. I just love the engineering and the absolute pinnacle that they're chasing.
Nicely summed up, because I mean, that's why we love it. That's why everybody, I think, loves that sport in particular. But yeah, it's been a great season. It's been one of the best in a long time, I think.
Yeah, it has.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that. What's crazy is the lull that we had in the middle of the season, how, I mean, everyone was like, oh my gosh, Formula One is miserable. And for about two or three races there in the middle of the season, it got worse and worse. And then ever since then, it's just been fantastic, an incredible season since then.
Yeah, I think it got real bad at like the French Grand Prix when, you know, there was only like a one-stop race and everyone spread out and was conserving and there was no action, you know, and everyone was saying, oh, how boring Formula One is, I have to change everything. And then straight away we go to Austria and Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc are battling for the last three laps for the lead. Mm. The whole race was full of action. And then, you know, all the races after that for quite a while were mega. I was glued to the TV on the edge of my seat the whole race. And, you know, I really watched the races because, you know, that's all I do is watch motorsport. That's what I love. But, you know, I thought that we've been lucky with a few really good races, which has, you know, I felt brought Formula One back up into the spotlight again.
Hey, Josh, I got a question for you. So that we've seen all kinds of opinions about what needs to change in Formula One to promote the excitement, the strategy. Mm-hmm. We're not taking Bernie's idea of water cannons. But, Josh, if you were sitting in the seat being asked what to change, what would you tell Chase Carey, on that? What would you suggest?
You know, I think it's difficult. I think, to be honest, like, from the outside, they're always good races when there's two stops or three stops because people have to pit and everyone's on different strategies. So you see a lot of overtaking when people are undercutting and overcutting. So for me, I would try and make everyone use all the three different compounds in a race. It would force them to stop twice.
Yeah, I like that.
And you would have people starting on medium tires or people starting on hard tires, people starting on soft tires. So everyone will be at different pace at different parts of the race. And it'll just be entertaining to see, you know, people running real long, people running short, but, you know, forcing people to do two stops will make them be drastically different on when they pit. Everyone sort of pits around the same times. If they're doing one stop now or if they're going long, they'll pit, you know, two-thirds into the race to try and be fast at the end. But it's quite predictable when it's one stop. But if it's two stops or plus, you know, you never really know what's going to happen.
Yeah, true. Hey, listen, what we were mentioning, we're our live Facebook is showing video now of you in the number 9 and all the F4 cars going out at Road Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about the cars so people who are coming to the F1 have never seen F4 before. It's all Honda engines. Just explain what the setup is.
Yeah, so we have a 2-litre Honda engine out of a Honda Civic Type R. It is a naturally aspirated, though, no turbocharger. It produces like 160 horsepower. Every car in the class is completely the same, you know, completely stock car. We have, you know, 4 hand-cooked tires. We have wings on the front and rear, not much downforce. But, yeah, it's just basically a very simple formula car, 6 gears on the paddles, a few buttons on the steering wheel for some fun. But, yeah, not too high speed, but really close racing, a lot of slipstreaming and, you know, low power, but, you know, all about momentum, and you'll see everyone racing close for the whole race.
You know, cars look good, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
they do.
They look, they, you know, they try to style them, obviously, aerodynamics, but they look like little F1 cars.
Mini F1 cars.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're looking at some pictures now of Josh winning in Road Atlanta, but if you really want to see what that performance was all about, there's a YouTube video, and I think you overtook 19 cars, something ridiculous.
That's
like
it?
That?
Yeah, I had a few big races at Road Atlanta. I kept, you know, not having good luck in the races. Couldn't pass post the fast lap time, so I had to start at the back. And then in that last race, I think I started 8th. Then within 4 laps, I was in the lead. I just went absolutely crazy and was throwing down the inside, doing everything to quickly get to the lead because, you know, I was just super hungry to try and get a win to start the season, get the momentum rolling.
That's so cool to see that you enjoy that much as well.
Yeah, it's definitely my life. I give it everything.
Well, one thing you mentioned a while ago, one of my favorite things about F4 at COTA is there's like 40 cars, you say?
Yeah,
that's all
cool.
I mean, when the start comes, it's like you can't believe how many cars are on that front straight at
the
same time.
Well,
they
could be about 6 or 7 wide with the
yeah,
width.
Yeah, at COTA, it works. It works actually pretty well, it seems like. What's it like driving in that amount of cars on the track at the same time?
Well, last year, I just thought last in one of the races because I stalled on the grid and I couldn't get my engine fired up again. So I was starting last and we had a rolling start. And I remember heading up the hill into turn one, and everyone just went everywhere. And I just saw this whole circle of cars. I had no idea what everyone was doing. Like, you couldn't go left or right. Every gap was filled with something. And then this corner just gets crazily tight at the apex, and everyone slows down to like 10 miles an hour because there's so many cars. So you have to be looking with all your eyes everywhere. You have people coming from all directions. But luckily at Tota, there's runoff areas. So on the lap one, you see everyone scampering over the extra track just to try and avoid any incidents because there's bound to be some. But once the race sort of gets going, it's not too bad. But I'm hoping to be, you know, in the front two rows. I won't have to have any of that drama.
Yeah. It might come to you, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what you've got to be careful of, huh?
Well, Josh Carr, we are out of time, but thank you so much for coming on the show. We're really excited to see you when you get here to Austin in a couple of weeks. And hopefully you get out to our Wednesday night event and do a little racing against some of the fans here in Austin.
Hey, guys, if dads are out there and you reckon you've got a chance, and hey, why not? It's expensive to go and race against Josh Carr, but you can do it for nothing and show him what you got. On, if you've got a little buddy who sits there in his bedroom,
it is all ages.
Racing,
yeah,
you know,
doesn't matter. Come on,
come
down
and race the current US F4 champion. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it, guys. I'm super excited for that. Hopefully, I can race you three as well. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Well, Josh Carr, thanks for coming on the show, and best of luck when you get here to Dakota, and we'll talk to you then.
All right, thank you, guys. I'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks again, man.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we have Le Mans winner Price Cobb on the phone. We'll have a chat with him. You're listening to Speed City, live from Austin, Texas. Back after these messages.
The quiet scares me because it screams the truth. At Circle Brewing, the belief is less is more when it comes to brewing a better beer. You won't find any chemicals or additives, only water, malt, hops, and yeast, and absolutely nothing else. Just simple ingredients and outstanding taste. It's German purity with Texas ingenuity. Find the brews on tap all over town, in your favorite store, or drop by the tap room at 2340 West Breaker Lane, open Thursday and Friday nights and weekends. Log on to CircleBrewing.com. Circle Brewing Company, born, bred, and brewed in Texas.
You've heard it all before. Save your hard-earned money for a rainy day. But what if you had an extra $1,000 laying around to buy that irresistible infomercial product you came across at 2 a.m.?
Well, I am running a little low on flex glue.
It's the Big Cash Bribe on Talk 1370.
I also need a shake weight, Snuggie.
Don't forget some pet eggs.
Listen every hour weekdays between 9 and 5 for your chance to win $1,000 with Talk 1370. This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Cause you're a natural. I've been in hot stone. You gotta be so cold to make it this world. Yeah, you're a natural.
Hi, I'm Will Hardiman, driver of number 19 WPD More Speed Porsche 991 Cup car, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Welcome back to the show. We are very excited for our next guest, and he is the one and only Austinite with a Le Mans trophy sitting above the mantle, Price Cobb.
He's probably got a few others.
He's probably got a few others, that's true.
I bet it's on his headboard.
Hey, Price, how are you?
I don't think so, Les, but guys, I'm doing well.
Well, we're really excited to have you, Price. We just wanted to get you on and talk about the F1 season so far. I think I saw you connect. Did you hear we had the F4 champion on, Josh Carr? Have you seen him race?
Well, I certainly know who he is. And to put a feather in our own cap, my own, the business I'm currently running, we just mounted some tires for him.
So, oh, really? Hey! Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. We'll talk about Tread Connection real fast because that's what you're doing right now. We want everybody to know that.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, after 50 years of motorsports, we had befriended some guys out of North Carolina, used them all over the country, mounting tires when we were renting tracks. You know, out of a friendship deal, a handshake came, and we bought a franchise here in Austin. It keeps my hand into motorsports and certainly with you guys and stuff that I love and have done all my life. So literally, we are at We Come to You Tire Store as Tread Connection.
Yeah. Very cool. I have not used you guys yet. I haven't had needed a set of tires yet.
Well, the way
but
you drive that Cadillac around, you're going to need
just got that V. It won't be long.
And
price.
He goes, he drove me to the show, and he's like, watch this. I'm like, whoa, who do you think you are? Price car?
Yes.
Put it in track mode. Yeah.
Traction control. It's just a waste of your time and enjoy life.
That's Price Cobb is anti-traction control with his new tire
amen.
Business.
There's a reason
amen, brother.
Well work. That's right.
Man, Price, this weekend I said I'm going to do a first oil change on the new V Sport, and I'm going to kill the dealer who put the oil filter on last because I literally had to put
torque
my entire
max.
Body weight to get the dang filter off. And I mean, I had to go back to the store and get one of those jaws of life,
yes.
big foot long pliers to rip it off. Yep. I mean, I basically had to shred the darn thing, but
oh, just leave the oil out of it.
Yeah,
it's overrated.
Yeah, there you go, Les. Yeah.
Hey, now have you heard? I presume you're coming down to the F1. I don't know if you are, but you
he's
know they've got.
We're
likely, get, I'll be there. Go ahead.
Well, they've got the historic. They've got the historics, but it's endurance historics. Something that might be keen. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, I guess it's historic cars that have raced endurance racing. So something
oh
you should be
God.
Very familiar with.
Okay, so my understanding is that this group typically does a little bit longer sessions than you saw in some of the other series. That you'll still see the historic Formula One cars
yeah.
that we've seen.
Bud Moeller and all those guys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so that'll be a good set to be there. We may have to pull you in since you're a little bit older than us.
Well, it'll be interesting. Oh, thanks so much. Just because my age is you're all combined, I can't help it.
Hey.
But beyond that, you know, the last time I was there and watched the historics, I think at least one of the days, my buddy Charlie Nierberg won the race. And Charlie and I grew up, and although it was his brother and I were in the same class in high school, it was Charlie's father that got me into racing to begin with. So we have a history.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. So do you recall what he's driving?
Well, last time he had a Williams, I want to say FW06, maybe. Forgive me, I'm ignorant. But
wow.
Yeah, with the Saudi colors. Yeah, the white and green. Yeah.
Correct.
I remember it.
Yep.
Nice.
Hey,
Charlie's got a neat collection, and I'll leave that to Charlie to talk about. But last time I ran into him was here at COTA during the Ferrari Cliente days. And so Charlie bought Alonso's last Ferrari Formula One car. So that's what he drives around on occasion.
Meh.
That's
if you're into that kind of thing.
By the way, that was one of the first cars ever here at the Circuit of the Americas.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll be doing it.
On 2012.
Wow. Well, I'm on the website. It's mastershistoricracing.com. And they said the way they put the race here, it says, Masters Historic Formula One USA will continue to raise the profile of historic Formula cars across North American vintage events with 6 events, including a support race here at COTA for the F1 Grand Prix. So, cars from 1966 to 1985, Masters Historic Formula One takes us, in an era when Cosworth, DFV Power, and...
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So this is really...
Yeah, I love all that. Yeah, that's fabulous.
Hey, Price.
They do restrict the engines to 10,000 RPMs. Bubba.
Do they actually twist up any higher than that from that era?
I don't know. Probably that's not a good question.
Hey, Price, I got a technical question for you, so I hope you're sitting comfortably because this. I think you're the perfect person with tire tread, all the rest of it. We are going to talk to the Haas drivers this week, and we'll be putting our interview with Romain Grosjean and Kevin Magnussen on the show. But as you know, watching Formula One, they have struggled to get mechanical grip and to get heat into those tires. Now, this is something that every racing driver comes up with at some point or comes across at some point. What's your take on how to solve this problem? How do you go about changing the design of a car so that it'll work with the tires?
Well, of course, as I've always said, I won with smoke and mirrors. So now you're calling me out on the smoke and mirrors.
He's so
clearly,
humble, sorry.
That's a very difficult question to answer. I'm no engineer. You know, I can make some guesses because I was lucky enough to do a lot of tire testing I was around with a lot of geometry changes. You know, the biggest one for me was when, you know, and I was just one of many, we convinced Jaguar to go from running Dunlops, which were a fabulous tire, to actually running Goodyears, because at least we were eliminating the differences between, you know, like the Dunlops were unknown because the only team that ran them were the Jaguars. So
right.
I wanted to beat Nissan at the time, you know, Jeff Brabham and the guys.
Hmm.
The only way, in my opinion, we were ever going to do it was to eliminate the differences. So Goodyear tires, same as them, you know, X, Y, and Z, same as them. Fuel injection and turbocharged maintenance or support, same as everybody else, instead
right.
of something that you made yourself. But anyway, so to back up, can I make a guess? Yes. But come on, guys, for me, certainly at this stage of my life, and F1 is so far above anything I ever did, I truly have no idea.
I was only asking because I got to ask them that question, so I thought you could give me an insight.
Dang it. I bet your price. But what about this? I mean, they're going to be – the technology is very different, but they're going to be asking the drivers feedback all throughout. Yeah, they've got sensors and all that. But so what about the process of when they make adjustments and then they send the driver out in the car? I mean, you're the driver being the ultimate sensor for lack.
It is, yeah.
So what are they, what kind of, I mean, what do you expect that process to look like, Price?
Well, it's an interesting question. So for sure, I think I recall them talking about they should have listened to the drivers a little bit more.
Yeah.
Now, that's heartbreaking because it's not like they just joined the team, you know, meaning the drivers.
Right.
So it's hard for me to understand why they wouldn't have listened to him. A, you hired him because you had to believe in him.
Right.
And clearly I understand that Grosjean's a hell of a tester, or at least his feedback is staggering.
Mm.
And that's nation, industry-wide. So I'm at a loss. Don't get me wrong. I think the world of Haas, so it's not me trying to throw anybody under the bus here. It's me being an old guy that's a little ignorant. But at the end of the day, you know, between their words and the data, they have to be able to figure that out. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because clearly they're trying. It's not like they're not trying as hard as they can.
Mm.
So I truly don't know, though. So, again, back in the time when I was driving, again, back when Fred Flintstone was, you know, a modern guy.
He was a tough competitor, though, Fred, eh?
I'll tell you what, he had severe, fabulous calluses, which became tires, you know, on the bottom of your feet over the time. So I don't know how you answer that question because I truly don't know. I don't understand when they can go out and qualify well and then suddenly not have the ability to keep the tires hot. Now, I can tell you sort of a side note of things we used to do, like you'll laugh, but in street racing, when we used to do it up in Canada with some of the more famous ones, we used to race street races a lot when I did Formula Atlantic cars. So we would take a look, ironically, at the history of that race. So over the years, how many yellows would we have? So if the race historically, it would still apply to this day, gentlemen, you'd be shocked if you went back and pick any race and look at its history. It always plays out the same. Oh, let's say knock wood, but always plays out the same. So having said that, the last time I won Trois-Rivières in Quebec, we put on the F3 suspension onto my former Atlantic car, which had a greater track change. That means as the tires go up and down, the car gets wider or skinnier. So that's what I mean by track. And it forced heat into the tires because you're moving the tires across the surface of the road a lot. So every time we had a restart, my tires would heat up quicker than anybody else's, so I won the damn race.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, again, that's just some old fool's version of things that we used to do. How to answer your question, I have no idea.
No, I know. And it was a tough question because it is. They're throwing millions at it, and they haven't figured it out this season. But it's going to be a long, hard winter for them, and I hope they do get to figure it out because, to be honest, it's got to be all down to the design of the car because they are all using the same tires. So if Mercedes are managing to get, you know, mechanical grip and getting heat, there has to be some sort of flaw in their design, which is not allowing them to get the heat they want.
Price, what do you think about the choice of Haas to stick with Grosjean and Magnussen for next year?
Again, not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings, I was a little shocked. Because sometimes change is a good thing, even if there's no real reason to do it. Meaning, you can look at both drivers, they're clearly talented. But does it make sense? I mean, I've seen it happen before I've been rocked back on my heels when I've seen some certain changes made in certain teams. But again, it was just to shake up the status quo. No one thing was wrong. But sometimes the chemistry becomes such that it's stagnant. And I'm saying this ignorantly. I know nothing about the Haas organization other than looking in from the outside. So I was a little shocked, but what can I say? It was a choice they made.
Well, then, okay, so let's look at it the other way. Who could you potentially put in? Hulkenberg is the one that everybody said.
He's still waiting at the bus stop.
He is.
Which is weird, and it's funny. And we'll probably get around to that. If you look at his statistics, clearly, at least statistically, not a world beater, but doggone good operator and relentless. Mm. So maybe he would have been the guy to put in there. You know, would he have been? But is he a tester? You know, I don't know enough about
some of these guys. Oh, and wait, a Le Mans winner too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, but you know, you can look into that. I did. And it's all like it is. But in his case, it's probably not fair. But you see where I'm going with it. All the questions are easy for all of us to answer from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
But I always go, man, there's got to be a lot more considered than we do sort of flippantly, even though it's great discussion, great fodder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, can you hang on the phone with the price through
a break?
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and back after these messages.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. You can take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
At Circle Brewing, the belief is less is more when it comes to brewing a better beer. You won't find any chemicals or additives, only water, malt, hops, and yeast, and absolutely nothing else. Just simple ingredients and outstanding taste. It's German purity with Texas ingenuity. Find the brews on tap all over town, in your favorite store, or drop by the tap room at 2340 West Breaker Lane, open Thursday and Friday nights and weekends. Log on to CircleBrewing.com. Circle Brewing Company. Born, bred, and brewed in Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 1370.
Danny Walker from American Supercamp and the Broster Chicken Road Race Factory team, and you are listening to Speed City, so get your elbows up.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
What a cycle ride.
Welcome back to the show. We got the hatches battened down here with the tornado warning.
Yeah, no kidding. Elbows up.
I want to go to two wheels. Price Cobb, do you own a two-wheeled motorcycle device at this time?
Today, you know, I went from my probably the most favorite of all time motorcycles, the Ducati Multistrada. wanted something a little more, fitting for an old guy. as much as I love that bike, I truly believe it's the best bike I've ever owned for my wife and I. Did everything well. It's just that it ate the rear tire. Well, shame on me because I turned the throttle too hard. So I need something that's a bit
what,
less
what year is
isn't
it?
That trash control limited by the wrist?
Yeah, hang on a minute. What year is that?
It was a 15.
Oh, nice.
16.
Oh, it's good
that's
looking.
A beautiful machine.
I used to see him once in a while on it.
By the way, if you want to go to Ducati yourself, October 30th, they've got an open house for Day and Easy at Ducati Austin. So
new
head
fitted
down there.
Suit. Yeah.
They've also got another bike night, November 7th, so go for that.
Where are the bike nights now? They used to be...
Well, this one, I think, is at Ducati Austin.
Oh, it's at Ducati. Okay.
They also hold them...
They're always Thursday nights.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. And, of course, I lust after them. And the last time we walked into the Ducati store, we were in North Carolina, my wife walked into one. The first thing she said was, "I want that one." And it was another Multistrada with sort of an olive drab paint job on it. That's not what the real color is, but it's a Ducati color. The thing was actually stunning. Not that any of them aren't.
I was going to say,
but I said, really, aren't we moving away from that? Something a little more pedantic than that bike? Anyway.
So what do you say we? She could drive her own.
Well, she knows well enough that there's no question she could, but she'd rather rubberneck and enjoy scenery than worry about driving the bike. So she's made a choice, and I respect it.
Hey, lad, the MotoGP race was today. It's a little anticlimactic right now with Marquez having wrapped up the championship. But
not for him, it's not.
Hey, but Ducati news, Dovi's 100th podium in his career.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty astounding.
That was very good. Very good. I'd sure like to see what some of these guys are going to do to catch Marquez and Honda. Now, Quartararo is stunning new arrival, not just yesterday, but you know what I mean. Mm. So I'm excited about that. You can clearly see the Honda still has the legs down on them. It used to be all Ducati, now the Honda. I don't know what to tell you guys. You guys are more bike-oriented than myself, but it's my most favorite type of racing.
Yeah, me too.
We were sitting there watching it tonight before the show, re-watching the MotoGP, and I was like, look at the tires, look at the lean. It's so much fun to watch.
And we are watching. I mean, I still can't. I said this to you the other week, John, and I'm sure, Price, you'd agree. I mean, I thought Rossi was a phenomenon, is a phenomenon, and now we're seeing a guy with Rossi still racing that is becoming bigger than Rossi.
Right. Yeah. Hard to believe it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The statistics on Marquez.
I think it's not fair that people forget all that Rossi accomplished. This is not to take away from Marquez. No question is he the cat's you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about sort of the eras that Rossi has spanned.
Yeah.
So from two-stroke, you know, lightning switch bikes to modern electronically controlled bikes.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
doesn't mean that Marquez can't ride. Don't hear me.
Mm.
I'll say that. But, I mean, let's talk about, and young people today don't have any idea what Rossi has spanned in his lifetime.
Yeah, there's no question. And you talk to somebody like Wayne Rainey or even Kevin Schwantz here in Austin, you know, about the two-stroke era and how hard those bikes were to ride. And then follow it through. I remember very clearly when Rossi started going up just like 5 or 6 years ago and had to completely change his style to be more like Marquez because he had to adjust to the modern bike.
Right, right.
The lean angle and everything.
Like Price was just saying, think about the difference. It was so dramatically different. The two-stroke bikes versus what they're riding today, and he was just as good on both. That's
amazing.
Correct.
Amazing.
And lest you guys forget, Freddie Spencer, 250 and 500 world champion the same year.
I know.
That was unbelievable.
And, in fact, it was here that it was here in Austin that Marc Marquez broke Freddie Spencer's record as the youngest MotoGP or 500cc as it was then.
Right.
Record as the youngest guy to do it. So, yeah.
Wow.
Old Freddie Spencer.
You know, you mentioned something about it's one of your favorite style of racing to watch. Somebody else said that, and that was Niki Lauda. He said, because you see everything going on with the machine and the rider. And he made a comment that somebody's probably going to think is derogatory, but he made a comment of, he goes, Formula One has become so covered up, you barely even see the helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, I was surprised to hear him verbalize that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember Eddie Lawson?
Heck, sure.
So Eddie was big. Yeah, he was big friends of the guys at Jag. So I got to meet Eddie at 3, 4, 5 tests of ours. We'd be somewhere testing the Jag, and Eddie would show up. And so I'm not gonna sit here and tell you we became big friends, but certainly we'd speak to each other often. And of course, I was agog. This guy was a superstar, you know. And he mentioned to me that he had started racing cars as well, and he would come over and sort of, you know, just lament the fact that, it certainly at the time, a good rider on any bike could take the bike to the front, but a good driver in a poor car has no chance. I said, bingo, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's
a lot of people don't realize, because Eddie Lawson is, for whatever reason, his name doesn't come up in most of these conversations talking about
it's
champions.
Weird.
Four-time world champion.
Yeah. I think it was more than that.
Yeah. Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four high. Yeah. Four top class. Yeah.
I got it.
Superstar.
He was in the era of some of the greatest. I mean, Wayne Rainey was just coming into his powers when Lawson was king. Right. And of course, talking of the king, you've got Kenny Roberts himself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these were heady days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Man, I wish, I mean, I know that's why Moto America exists, is to, you know, bring back the glory of United States drivers. But man, we're still not there yet.
Why are we lagging today, gentlemen? In the bike, it used to be, if you didn't come from America, you weren't going to win.
Yeah.
But now, it's a joke, in my opinion. I don't say that to be mean.
No.
I don't see any Americans.
It's the truth.
To be honest, you've hit it right on the head, and that's why Wayne Rainey started Moto America, because he felt the same way you do, and Schwantz feels the same way. The bottom line is the racing world is based around Spain, and that's a lot to do with Dorna. And so when we start sending the likes of Joe Roberts, who did go over there, you know, at a young age to Spain and start racing them at 14, 13 years old, we may start to see American champions. But the longer they stay here, and that's the problem, they're too comfortable here. You know that from being racing yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Everything here is too comfortable.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we are out of time. Price Cobb, thank you so much for coming on. Your insight's amazing. If you want to go get your tires changed, go to austin.treadconnection.com. Get some tires changed at your house while you're playing golf.
PTA meeting.
Yeah, there's going to be some rain tonight, you know.
While you're in the tornado shelter, he'll bring the tires. He'll bring the truck.
Clearly, he rides a multi-strata. He's
not
scared
doing
of anything
now.
Bryce, right, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Take care, bud.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, don't forget, we're going to be on the air next weekend, of course, and the Mexican Grand Prix for Formula One. We'll do the pre and post show. Go to speedcitybroadcast.com, find out how to listen to that, and our full broadcast here in Austin that weekend. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao, y'all.
Happy trails.
Way down here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.